Okay, so moving weiter in Hacholetz. So very important sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin. It's interesting. It's the sugya in Yevamos that's very nogeya above Messiah. Very nogeya safek sveikus in Mammon. Next year we're going to talk about Messiah, so it's Hakdama. So the Gemara in Hacholetz, a number of sugyas here, they're dealing with the issue of a safek. That if Reuven dies and leaves his wife, and Shimon does Yibum. So the halacha is they have to wait 3 months. Any woman who loses her husband or is divorced needs to wait 3 months before she remarries. The reason being, because if not, so you're going to have a suffix who the child belongs to. If the woman gets pregnant and has a child, you're not going to know if it's from the first husband or the second husband. So what happens if the Yevama gets married within 3 months and ends out that she has a baby? So she has a child, and we don't know who's the child. Is the child from Reuven, being her original husband who died, or is it the Yevam's child, Shimon? Is it Shimon's child? And of course, if it's Shimon's child, that's great. She's been kind of a mitzvah of Yevam. If it's Reuven's child, the male her bia with Shimon is a Isser Arvan Chayv Karban. So it's a suffix, we don't know. So in Daf Lamed Zayin, we talk about what this tells us about Mamonus. We examine the Mamonus implications this has. That we have a child here, a suffix, that we don't know who his father is. Is his father Reuven or is it Shimon? So it makes a nafgamina legabe the state of Reuven. Reuven, who died, has a big property, and the question is what to do with the property. So the suffolk, the child, at least when he grows up, so he katayna, Reuven's my father. Reuven's my father, and therefore I inherit it. The Yavam, Shimon, so he katayna, that no, I did Yibum, you are my son, you were produced by me through an act of Yibum, and the male, I'm the Yavam, and therefore I inherit Reuven. So the Gemara says very pashut, that's a regular case of Mamon Hamutal B'Safik. Meaning it's a Safik that nobody knows. There's no one in the world who knows who this field actually belongs to, but it's a Safik. Does it belong to the Safik, or does it belong to the Yavam? And therefore we split it equally between the Yavam and the Safik. So that's pretty pashut. Where the sugi gets more exciting is what happens when now the Yavam dies. The Yavam dies, we've split it, the Suffolk has half of Reuven's estate, Shimon the Yavam has the other half, but now the Yavam dies and he leaves over the Suffolk and two Vade kids. He has another two kids that are 100% for sure his kids. So the basic rule in Yerusha is that his Vade kids, they yarshin their father, and the Safek, this child who's a Safek, if he's Reuven or Shimon's kid, he inherits nothing from Shimon. He doesn't inherit from the Yavam because ain't Safek mostly with the Vade. He's just a Safek, so it goes to the two Vade children, sons of Shimon. So the shail is what about the property of Reuven? So the Suffolk years ago received half of the property of Reuven because the Suffolk name was his father. But now Shimon also owns half of this field, let's say, that belonged to Reuven. And now he gives over that field to Yerusha. So Pashas it goes to his sons, his two Vade sons. Each of them will split half of their father's share of half of the property of Reuven, meaning they'll split it, and they'll say to the Suffolk, you don't inherit from Shimon, because maybe you're not the son of Shimon, but we inherit. Fine. So that sounds like that should happen. So the Gemara says, not so fast. The Gemara says, no. The Suffolk's son has a taina here. He says, look, I only got half of Reuven's property because of the Suffolk I'm a son. And originally, when we split the property, is because the Safek and the Yavam were on equal footings. They were each Safek Yarshim of Reuven. He says, but now, I really should get more. I should get more of Reuven's property. Because now I have two tainas, two reasons why I should get the property. First of all, maybe I'm Reuven's son, and then I should get the property. But in addition to that, I have a stronger taina now, which is that if I'm not Reuven's son, then I'm Shimon's son. If I'm Shimon's son, I also get some property. I get a third of the property. Right? If he's Shimon's son, then Shimon should have inherited everything from Reuven, and he would divide with Shimon's sons, and he would get a third. So he says, look, I have the koch to get a half based on my claim that I'm a son of Reuven, but I also have some rights because even if I'm Shimon's son, I also have some rights here. So therefore, we should add my rights together, and I should get more than a half. How much should he get? So he says, originally he got a half. He says, but now I should get two-thirds. He wants to get two-thirds. Meaning he already has a half, he wants to get two-thirds, meaning he wants an extra sixth of the property. He wants another piece of the property. And he says like this, because now look at how things stand today. Today, the way things are standing is, for sure I get at least a third. I have to get at least a third, because even if my father is Shimon, I get at least a third of Reuven's property. If I'm the son of Reuven, I get all of Reuven's property. So I for sure get a third. Then there's two-thirds that we could argue about. But in that two-thirds, also, it's a suffix. If I'm Reuven's son, I get the two-thirds. If I'm Shimon's son, then Shimon's other two kids get those two-thirds. So it's a suffix. So that's also Maman Hamatzel the suffix. And therefore, we split it. We split the remaining two-thirds. And therefore, the suffix son should get two-thirds. And the Vadei sons of Shimon should each split. They should split between them the remaining third. Okay, so just simple mathematics. Simple mathematics. The rights of the Safek have been increased by the Yavam dying, and therefore he should be able to come and say, "I deserve to have more." So what do we do? So Rav Yirmiyah says, "What's the pashtus? Hadar dina." We redo the din. Okay, it used to be you split it. Now you should get two-thirds. Why not? Things changed. But if Abba says what's accepted the halacha, he says, come dina. He says, no, once the chalukah happens, the suffix has no more claims. He can't say that now I have any special rights here. Because it was split. When it was split, he got his half. Shimon, the Yavam, took his half. And now that half that Shimon got is no different than the rest of his nechassim, and the suffix has no rights to say reopen the case. We can't say it, it's too late. That's what Abba says. Doesn't explain it. Doesn't make sense, right? The case has changed. If Adam came and says, "Oh, we know whose son. We did genetic testing, and we know who the real father is," that would change the case. Of course, that would change the case, right? But over here, the fact his zuchusim got bigger doesn't change the case. Yeah.
Why did he get two-thirds?
He gets two-thirds like this.
Either he would have gotten it's 50-50 with him and the Yavam. And then if it's in the 50% chance that it's wrong, then he gets a third. Why would he add them together? There's no way that it could be more than 50%. Either way.
Oh. So it could be. It's all his.
Okay, but it's a suffix.
I mean, it's a suffix, right? It's a suffix. It could be. So what is this? The suffix is it a third or is it all? I mean, there's only two possibilities here. If he's Shimon's son, he gets a third. If he's Reuven's son, he'd get all. So therefore, we split between a third and all is two-thirds. You hear that? Because the rest is in suffix. Meaning two-thirds is in suffix, one-third is his. So the two-thirds in suffix, let's split. Yeah,
the Rambam says what?
It's a Shre Rambam. It's a Shre Rambam. Yeah, it's a Shre Rambam. Yeah, okay. It's a Shre Rambam here. Can't mash of everything, definitely not. Not in 45 minutes. Okay. So, fine. But that's the... Right, right. through the Rambam, the whole Gemara isn't clear what's going on here. Yeah, why is he getting more? What's the whole inning? Okay, but so that's unclear. Like, where does this come from? Kamdina. Then the Gemara gets more exciting, just because it compares it to another case. It says, at least in the half of Mina, it says this is the basis of another machlokas, similar type machlokas between Admon and the Rabbanan. Another case where we have a din, and then the details change, and it really should change the din, but we say we don't change the din. It's hands off. So that's the case of the four fields. We have a person who has a field, we'll call him David, has a field that's surrounded on all sides by four other landowners, completely surrounding this field, and he has a path that goes through one of their fields to take him to the road, to the public road. Problem is, he goes on a trip, comes back sometimes later, and neither he nor anyone else could remember where was his path, and they don't know whose field it was in. It was in one, he had a path, but he doesn't know which of the four owners, landowners surrounding him, which one of them actually had his fields, his path in it. So therefore, what happens? So the Pashat Din is, we say that each one of them, each one of those owners, says this is Mamun HaMutl B'Safek. On each one of them, we don't know where the path is. Each one of them is a Safek. Is the path by me or by someone else? It's Mamun HaMutl B'Safek. The rule by Mamun HaMutl B'Safek, so sometimes it's Cholkim. But if one person is a Muchzuk, so the Muchzuk gets to keep it. Right, our first case was a case of Mamun HaMutl B'Safek that no one was Muchzuk on the field. But here, each landowner is Muchzuk in his own field, and he says, HaMotzim Mechaver Al Farai, you have to prove to me that your path is going through my field. Until he could do that, HaMotzim Mechaver Al Farai, and therefore all of them could say to him that you lose out in this fight. You don't have a right to force any of us to give us the path because you don't know, you have no tainus vade on any of us to say, you don't know if any of us owe you the path. And therefore, David, the enclosed fields, he loses. Too bad on him. What's he going to do? He's going to have to convince, somehow buy himself a new path. Yeah.
If he makes a path, and he's both looking at the path, so then would it be different?
Yeah, because, that's interesting. Okay, so maybe that'll become clear. Yeah, but it seems like that doesn't work. Okay, but it's interesting, why not? Yeah, maybe he could just forcibly go to it. Okay. That would be like Tfisa, right, to say I grab a path and now you have to prove against me. Oh.
That would just be stealing, though, no?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's...
Right.
So that's...
He's Muxa from the fact that he has a path.
Not my field.
No.
You put it there, so you have to prove that.
No, but... I am. This is my path. Prove to me that this is not my path.
Right. You can prove that it's the guy's property, though.
Yes, but I can also prove that it's my path by saying this isn't my path. But I am telling you this is my path, and I
walk
on my path. No. I'm covering it today, but this was my path the whole time. It was always through your field. You're Muxa in your field, but I'm Muxa
in your
field.
Can I make a path to your backyard? Do the same thing right now. We can do it right back.
But did you ever have a path to begin with?
Can't be
sure. Right.
We know, like, all four owners know that
so,
there's a path.
Let's just leave the question to Hank. It's going to get clear. That's an interesting question. Now, the Gemara says, what gets exciting is that a lokeach comes, one rich guy comes, and buys up all the four fields. He owns all the four fields. Now, David, the inner field, comes and says to the lokeach, the purchaser, I know I have a field in your lands, because you own everything. So the Gemara says, l'fid rabbanan, that the lokeach still says, no, the din is just like it was before, and you have no rights. So the Gemara understands this is like kam dina. This is saying, since the din was before, when there were four landowners, the din was that David has no rights. So too now the lokeach comes and David still has no rights. And this is really strange, right? This is really strange. But let's just take it as the Havamina of the Gemara goes, that this has something to do with this idea, kam dina. So what does this mean, kam dina? Like, what's it, what, why? Why should it be like that? Doesn't make sense. So Reb Shimon has a very, it's like one of those classic Reb Shimons. And it's, he says it on a number of places, Ben Shari Yosher, in Shar Hei Simen Yud. He just has a beautiful point here. And it's something that's really very basic. He points out that whenever we have Mamun Hamutal B'Safek, whenever Bezin has a Safek, and he either do Chalukka, if there's no Muchsik, or he says Musa Mechaver Olav Harai, if there is a Muchsik. That Psak of Bezin, that din, that we split things, is that we din Vadai? After we split it, does it go, it becomes Vadai? When we split that field, when we split the field, let's say, between the Yavim and the Safek, at this point, are we saying Vadai, the Safek owns half, and Vadai, the Yavin owns half, and it becomes theirs, right? If the Reuven left over two Esrogim, and the Yavim took one Esrog, and the Safek took one Esrog, and now it's Sukkot, would each of them be able to make a bracha on this Esrog and say, this is my Esrog, for sure? Or do we say, no, it's a Safek. We don't know who it belongs to. And therefore, Beis Din can't let people fight. We don't want there to be fighting and people jumping around uncivilized. So therefore, we leave it by the muchzik, or we split it to make people happy. But really, we have no idea who it actually belongs to. So you could perhaps hear either way. So says Rav Shimon, the concept of Abba that says Kamdina is that he's assuming that when there's a suffix, the chalukah is within Vadai. When they split the land of Reuven, half is given to the Yavam, in a chinam it's because of a suffik, but the din is when nobody knows and each one has equals the chosim, the Yavam is awarded half and the suffix awarded half. Each gets half and the half becomes theirs b'toras Vadai. And this is the maskana of a Gemara in Bava Metzia, probably the most famous sugya in Bava Metzia, the sugya of Takva Kohen. Talked about a great deal by Reb Shimon, and also the Shach has a whole sefer Takva Kohen, and he gets into this whole sugya of Kamdina. And the maskana of the Gemara there is that when you have a safek, the Gemara is talking about a safek of a bechar. A Yisrael's animal gives birth to a baby calf, and we don't know if this is a bechor or not. However it is, we don't know if this the firstborn or not. It's a suffix. The Kohen has no clue, and the Yisrael has no clue, but the Kohen would love to have it, and the Yisrael would love to keep it. Do they know? They don't know. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, the basic din, hamotz mechaver al faraya, like any suffix, it stays by the one who was started by, which is the Yisrael. What happens if the Kohen is tofes it? He grabs it. Right, this is like Chanuch's case about what if the middle guy, David, would forcibly make a path through one of the fields. He grabs it and say, oh, now it's different. It used to be a motzi mechaver al-haraya against me, but now it's a motzi mechaver al-haraya is supporting the Kohen, because now it's by the Kohen's house, because he forcibly took it there. So the Gemara's maskana is, okay, basically the maskana, we'll accept halacha, is that we say that tfisa doesn't work. The Kohen took it, but once we pass it into Hamotz Mechalver of Haraya, that the Yisrael, the Mochzik, gets to keep it, it's Midin Vadai. And if you take it, you're a Gazlan. And the Gemara proves this by bringing a whole complicated case, we're not going to go into the whole thing, involving Meiser Behema. There's a Din of Meiser Behema, there's only a Din Meiser Behema if all your animals you own 100% for sure. Because there's kasva sira vadavil or sira safik, or it has to be that you are 100% for sure the owner. Nevertheless, this bechar by the Yisrael is considered his 100% for sure, and therefore it would be in the din of Meiser Behema, it would be considered his 100%. If it was an esrog, if the fight here was over an esrog, the Yisrael would have 100 din of shalom on the esrog. Meaning when we have a safik of din, a bezin paskins, it's a psak that we don't know objectively the Metzius, but after it splits, after the Muchzik keeps it, it's a din of 100%. It's a din Vadai. But what does that mean? Why should that be? It makes no sense. It's a suffix. So Rav Shimon says this is a Davar Pashat. And he starts with just a basic point. He says, whenever we say a Motzim Echaver of Haraya, or we say a Chalukka, and the two sides, the two claimants, I have no idea what the truth is. They really have no clue. So how do we do that? L'chaira, it's a L'chaira, it's safek gezel. Unless they're willing to be mochel, right, and say, okay, great, let's go along with Bezdin's psak. But if they're not mochel, you know, and they don't, you know, they might be miyayish, but by karka there actually is no such thing as yish by karka. So who, you're being over gezel. Bezdin gave you half, but maybe it's not my half. But if I'm a from a yid, a yir shemaim, I learn mesilas yisharim, I don't want to have any chash chet, so how can I use this object? Maybe it's not mine. Bezdin gave it to me because they themselves don't know. But no one knows. Maybe it belongs to my friends. I don't want to use it. So the Rishon says, it's not the pshat. The pshat is when it's given, when there's a din of hamos mecher vero olav haraya, or a din of yachloku, what does that mean? That means al pi din hatayra, there's a split. In Metzias, it's a suffix. But al pi din, this is the right thing to happen, that the muchzor keeps it. He says, if so, he says, we can understand, it's really different than other Isurim. Rav Shimon says, this is a classic Rav Shimon, he says, what's ownership? When we talk about ownership, what is ownership? Right? What does it mean to be an owner? What it means to be an owner, Rav Shimon says, is the fact that al pi din, al pi legal law, in Choshen Mishpat, you have rights to this object. If you have rights to the object because legally you have it, even if klapi shemai galia, it's not yours, it is yours. It's yours because you have legal rights to it. You are the muchzuk. You have rights to this. If you have rights to it, it's yours. That's it. Finished. Yours is yours. Oh, so the Mela says Rav Shimon, back to our din of Kamdina. So says Rav Shimon, it's pasha what's going on here. The pshat is that when we do that chalukah, that original chalukah between the Safik and the Yavam, each one gets a half. Each one gets a half. In a chenami b'metzias, there's a Safik. But when the Yavam was awarded half of the land, it's midin vade, his land. So in Mela, it's kamdina. The Safik can't reawaken without, unless he got a genetic test that proved that the information of the psak was wrong. But he can't start up and reopen the din Torah because it's 100% belonging to the Yavam. If it belongs to the Yavam, it's no different than the rest of the Yavam's property, that's for sure his. The Safik is gone. Unless you actually turn out it's not a Safik. But as long as you don't know whose son he is, the basic facts of the case are still unknown, the din is gonna stand.
If it's his vada, right?
Right.
Even though it's suffix, because yeah. And at some point, it becomes clear. It's owned by other person. Actually, we already said din vada, it's his.
Yeah. So if it would change with din vada, here nothing's changing with din vada because it could be that the yavam. We don't know that the suffix gets any more than a third. And he got a half. So we don't know he has rights anymore. It's still a suffix. If we do genetic testing and turned out he was for sure the son of Reuven, so okay, yeah, then he'd get the whole thing. But short of that,
so what happens to wouldn't the change. Esrog, whatever he did, like it doesn't count anymore now that we found DNA on the Esrog that it was the other guy?
No, it'll still count. Right.
L'chaira.
For the time being, it's Vade. Absolutely.
Even
absolutely.
Even
if it changes in the future. Yeah, 100%. 100%. 100%. Oh. Now there's one point here, and this is a Tosus and Ksuva Staff Chaf, and he says one point here that's going to just help to just understand Pashup Shah and Hemshech HaGemar. He says, all this is true, that we could say questions of Safek, we pass them within Vade, it's only when it's actually a Safek. Like all the cases we've been talking about are cases where it's a Safek that nobody, neither of the two sides fighting, none of the claimants, knows what the truth is. No one knows what the truth is. If no one knows what the truth is, it's very understandable that the Torah Choshen Mishpat could be koveya, a truth that becomes the reality, even if it's not actually true. But what if that's not the case? What if you have Reuven lent money to Shimon? Shimon says, it's not true, I paid you back. Reuven says, no, you didn't pay me back. Each one have Edom on their side. We can't figure it out. So then the halacha is that Bezdin doesn't do anything. They're not motzi. They don't force repayment of the loan because they taka don't know. But who's ever toface, he has the right to be toface and he wins. He has the right to be toface. Why? Because we paskin hamotzi mechaver al haraya, we're not going to force the lova to repay. But if the malva would take the money forcibly from the lova, the malva knows it's his, and the lova, if it is the malva's, the lova also knows it's his. We don't know. So enachinami, we're going to say hamotzi mechaver al haraya. We don't collect from the lova. That's true. We're not going to forcibly take from the lova. But it's not that therefore it becomes vade belongs to the lova. It doesn't become vade, actually, the lovas. The lova knows it's not his. The malva knows it's not his. So then, of course, you're going to say that tfisa will work. Oh. So therefore, the one thing that's sure here is that if someone would know that the psak is wrong, he would have rights. So therefore, the Gemara says one interesting knech here, and this is just to finish the sugya. The interesting knech is that the Gemara says, this makes sense for the case of the Safek and the Yavam. But what about the case of the field, the enclosed field? So by the case of the enclosed field, so now, once there's a lokeach who owns all four fields, so now David, the inner owner, so he comes with confidence, and he says to the lokeach, Lashon HaGemara is Darki Gabach, my path is in your land. I'm not saying Safek. You're right, it used to be a suffix because there were four owners, but now I'm coming and I'm saying, I know I have a path by you. You can't tell me, because once upon a time there was Hamotzi Mechavel of Harai, each four owners, and at the moment the four owners were there, they owned it 100% Vados. But now that I have, David has a Tainus Vada, I 100% know that my field is in your lands, so he has no rights anymore. How does he can't claim, oh, it's for sure. So the Gemara adds a point, really the Mishnah itself adds a point. The Rabbanim say that the owner of the path loses, why? Because the lokeach, the purchaser, says to the owner, he says to him, Ishatkes. Vilav Adrinu Shtar Lamare. He says, if you want, you could be quiet. Don't tine against me. But if you're gonna tine that for sure your path is in my land, I'll just give the shtar back to the original owner. I'll give the shtar back to the four owners, and then you'll again be stuck. You'll have no rights here. Those are the words of the Gemara. Right? So the words I have no idea what that's talking about, right? I don't know if anyone have an idea what that's talking about. Right now, David has a tainus vade on the lokeach. He could give it to four other owners. He could return the stars. What are you even talking about returning the stars? How can you return the stars? You bought it. What do you can't give things back. If you bought it, the seller, you can't go to the seller now. You did a kinyan, you bought it. You changed the case. The case right now is I have Darki Gabach. So the chiddush is what Pashup Shad is that when the lokeach bought each field, when he bought the field and he paid the money, he was paying for a field that belonged to the seller. The seller 100% owns the field. No one has a lien in this field. No one has trespassing rights in this field. And that is the field he bought. At the time he was buying it, that was what he was buying. He was buying a field 100% owned by the seller. Completely. Midin Vade, 100% part of the seller. He bought it. That's the way things were. Now we want to change the Matthias. There's a taina against him and saying that, no, now that field has a path through it and we're going to change it. But he says like this, if you change it, when I bought the field, I bought a field 100% ownership. I didn't buy a field with a lien on it. I didn't buy 99% of a field. I bought 100% of a field. If there really was only 99%, so then the whole deal's not a deal anymore. When I bought the field, that wasn't a real kinyan. That's a mekach tos. It wasn't what I was actually paying for. And memela, I could give back the shtar and reverse the whole thing. You're trying to, if I don't get what I get, so it still belongs to the original owners. So memela, he has the right to say, at the moment I bought it, it was in reality, I was buying four 100% fields at the moment I bought it. If you're going to reverse that, retroactively reverse the Matthias and make it that now I don't have it, so you also have to reverse my original Kenyan. my purchase. And the male, you're stuck right where you started, which is you have no rights. And therefore, the end of the story is that the halacha is that the purchaser wins, and David has to somehow buy himself a new path through the field. So that's the story. I was going to do... Maybe I'll make a start on another sugya. The problem is I'm hoping Gwyneth is to finish the parak. So there's so many sugyas. So I'm just going to start. I'll just maybe make a start of a sugya, which is such a basic sugya here. I'm sure everyone did it morning seder, but this is the actual sugya. So you see the sugya b'mkomo, and especially after having learned, I think by this part, most of us have seen most of the masechta. We're more capable of talking in the real svaras. Zev, you got morning seder and second seder together. You got
it all.
Yeah. So the sugya on Lama Tess is the most important sugya. L'alacha l'maisa n'yivim is Abishol and the Rabbanan. Is there yivim b'sman hazeh? Maybe all think as good Ashkenazim that there's no yivim b'sman hazeh because you go like Abishol. The emes is you learn the sugya, you see, it's impossible that it's neither in the Gemara nor in Poskim is that actually true. There's no question that even by Ashkenazim there's sheiches to yivim. I can't tell you what happens, but we have to see in the sugya, it's really not at all pashit. So just go through it. First we'll just start with basic halacha in the machlokas. We have this machlokas. Is Yivim Kodem or is Chalitza Kodem? So everyone agrees, no question, Yivim Be'etzem is Kodem, the mitzvah is Yivim. Chalitza is just if you don't do Yivim. However, Abishol said that it's not true. Really, Chalitza is better. He says, why? He says, because if someone is to do Yivim and his Kavana is not fully L'Shem Mitzvah, even if he has some kavanah l'shem mitzvah, but he's really thinking, the main reason I'm doing this is because for nay or for mammon, ulterior reasons, he says it's ki'ilu, he's pogeya be'erva, and he's karov to save the Vlad's mamzer. Abishal. It's something that's so shocking, right? Right? He says, this is, and the therefore is a little bit sounds like he's understating his point, is that Chalitza's Kodemes comes first. Not that you can't do Yivam, but... So that's Abishol. The Rabbanan are Cholak, they say, no, it says Yivama, Yavo Leha, Mikol Makom. Even if he doesn't have Kavana, the right Kavana, the Mahadran Kavana, but still there's no Issa here and everything's good. Also, who do we hold like? First, who do we hold like? So this is the sugya that it all comes out of the sugya. So the Mishnah of Bechoros just says in the Doros, the later Doros, meaning the door of the Mishnah, Chalitza is Kodem, like Abishol. And the first Mishnah in the Masechta here says Chalitza before Yivam. The Gemara says it's like Abishol. And therefore, it seems the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, goes like Abishol. However, on Lama Tess, the Gemara brings Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is an Amora, contemporary of Rava, a fourth generation Amora. And he says that Chazru Lomer Yivim Kodemes. He just says, that's the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is quoted in many Gemaras. But Chazru Loma Yivim Kodem has changed, the Psak changed, and it says that we go like Rabbanan, they changed the Psak to go like Rabbanan, right? Over generations, you find different Psaks in different generations based on the Chachmi Hadar, and the Basra, the one at the end of the story, his Rami Bar Chama, is saying it changed, and therefore Yivim Kodem has. So the Rif, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, they take like Rami Bar Chama, the Yivim Kodem has. Oh, but Tosus over here on Lama Tess brings Rabbeinu Tam, and with him the Ashkenazi, Rishonim, that no, in Echanam you have Rami Bar Chama, it's true, he says it, can't deny it, but this Mishnah is quoted in many Gemaras, and no one pipes up to just say that it's not true, that Stam Mishnah is not true. If you want to say that Stam Mishnahs aren't true, you would think you'd need a really stark Gemara coming out and telling us. It's just sort of like mentioned in the flow of the Gemara, this sort of like random statement, Rami Bar Chama. It says that we really hold like Rami Bar Chama, but it doesn't make sense. It's not like the flow, and therefore they say, no, we still paskin like the Stam Mishnah, and we paskin like Abba Shul, and therefore Yibum, and sorry, therefore Chalitza comes first. Fine. So that's the Machlokas, that's the Psak of the Rama. So the Pella is so what does this tell us? So if all I had was this Gemara, Baal Batish, I would say, whoa, you better not do Yibum, because if you do Yibum, it could be Pogea Be'erva. If your Kavana's not right, my Kavana, yeah, Shmona Esrei. If my Kavana's always right, and now in his Tashma Shamita, you want his Kavana's to be perfect, you know, I don't want to have Hesech Hadas, you know, in Tefillin, like, come on. Right? So I would say, that's really scary. Karov, Mamzer, I forget, Yibum's a relic of the past. Right? So the Evis is, it doesn't say like that, right? Even Abba Shul, he just says that Chalitza Kodemes. And the whole Masechta, if it's really true that Abba Shul is the Stam Mishnah and that's what's accepted, and Rami Bar Chama was just a fluke, the Masechta doesn't work, because the Chara, why is there Yibum going on in this Masechta? Right? Lots of stories actually happening, right? We had in the end of Mitzvah Chalitza, lots of stories about where the Yavam wants to do Yivam, and the Yavam says, I don't really want to marry this guy, and she shows that it's not fit for her, it's not a good shidduch. So the Gemara says, what do we do? Since it's not fit, so we say, okay, let's try to trick him into doing Chalitza, right? Maisa with Rav Papa, we all remember, we trick someone into doing Chalitza, and it's like, no one says, what do you mean? We don't, of course you can't do Yivam, even if you are a Hagun. Even if it's a nice shit, you can't do it, you can't do it. Right, and if the whole Masechta, yeah.
Isn't the whole idea of like Mara
Viridas
Gavros? Is that like, things change?
Oh, so theoretically you could say things got worse than in the days of the Gemara. Theoretically you could say that, but that's not really what's said. And the other thing is that the MS, okay, conceivably something could be. Right. It could be. Could be. What? Right. Oh, no. But it's clear from the Gemara we would have allowed it. Right? Even in the Gemara it sounds we would have allowed it, even though it seems like was he so lishma? Was that guy so lishma who wanted her? She's saying it's Eino Hagen and he wants her. Is it the Rabbanan were telling him not to do it, right? I don't know. It could be. I'm never so happy with Yiridus Hadoros. I assume that there's Yiridus Hadoros. But we're talking about the Stam Yid on the street. You know, we're not talking about the Gedolei Torah as being bigger. I hear. Yeah.
There wasn't much to think about.
Right, right.
Now, there's a lot to think about. If you're right. Thinking about what you saw on your phone while you're davening is one thing. If you're thinking about your field, which doesn't
right.
require any work in the first 4 hours of the day.
I hear. Okay.
The first couple are not
during Shemitah, 100%. As of this one,
the farm is
more
than just kind of.
They wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I like saying the Yetzer Hara was always stark at work.
Yeah.
Everyone always wanted Noy and Mammon. And, okay.
You come on, your money's not for sure. It's like, maybe. Depends on how well you do.
So my sir Shainim don't. I'll just say, that's possible. Okay, it's possible. I don't like it, but it's possible. But like, there's so much. But even by us, we have the Maram arguing about what's the din if the and the talking lemaisa if the gadol wants to do chalitza and the younger brother wants to do yibum, right? Right. So many gemaras like this. Right. The gemara says that the nusach of get chalitza is you write over what happened, and you write. Rabbi Yehuda says, as Ramora says, you write, when he came, we gave him the choice, does he want to do chalitza or yivam? Rabbi give it, so, also, B'kitzer, Rabbi Notam and Tosus, he says, all the Gemaras that talk about this are talking about somebody who is L'Shem Shemayim. Abba Shul was talking about someone, we don't know if he's L'Shem Shemayim, and we're telling him, what should you do? Oh, better to do chalitza, because maybe you're not L'Shem Shemayim. But if someone feels he's L'Shem Shemayim, and Avada he could do, we will allow him to do Yibum. Yeah.
Is
That's so problematic because we have the Gemara's about the guy who wants for the money. That doesn't seem so l'shem shemayim, and he's totally willing to do evil, 100%. She's just saying, no, I need a chalitza because this guy's for my money.
Right, okay, that's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. You're right. That's a good kasha, and would we allow him if we knew he was, if we mamish knew he's not going to be l'shem shemayim? If you mamish knew, right. Okay, conceivably, so it's interesting here. Rashi and Lama test is something that's just amazing. He says this whole, yeah.
Just in terms of the money point, like, at any given stage, in any given Yibam case, right?
Right.
Abishal can always pop up and say, nope, because she's X, Y. Like, you can always find a reason in the book.
Right.
Some ulterior motive.
Right.
So then it's like, in the Dover Sof.
In the Dover Sof. And how does anyone know? So just say, let me just tell you. Rashi here in the Gemara Lama test is something that's really amazing. It's the way he learns the Gemara, so passes that Gemara. The Gemara Lama test is base, so it brings the Mishnah that says that that in our Doros, we say Chalitza's Kodemes. Okay, Achshav Shem B'Skav L'Shem Mitzvah Amru Mitzvah's Chalitza Kodemes, the Mitzvah Yom, because Achshav we're not Mechav L'Shem Mitzvah. Amar Rav ain't kofin. On that, the next words is Rav says, you're not kofa. You're not kofa. So what does it mean you're not kofa? You're not kofa what? So Rashi says it means you're not kofa the person to do chalitza. You allow him to do yibum. Right? L'chor is partially not kofa. You'd never be kofa someone to do yibum. If he wants to do chalitza, the Torah gives you a choice. But Rashi says that the Gemara means Rav is saying on the last line, says that today, Mrs. Chalitza is a kodem. So that Rav says, but it ain't kofin. But we don't force it. So Rashi says, why are we ain't kofin? He says, so Rashi says, because even though maybe you should say we shouldn't let him do it, he says, ain't kofin also lachlo. It's the name of Lav L'mitzvah Mechavne. We don't kofin and say, oh, you can't do it because for sure you're Lav L'mitzvah Mechavne. Ella Iboy Miyaveng. Meaning that we, even Bisman Hazeh, even to Abishol, Rashi says, we don't have the right to Aser Yibum. Right? We just don't have the right to do it. We don't have the right to Aser Yibum. A person comes and says he wants to do it. So we tell him, Chalitz is a much safer option, but Lamaisa, we're going to allow Yibum. So just, this needs more Hesper. We don't have enough time, but the psak, just the psak given by Rabbi Tam and the way the Torah says it, and also the Ramah, is that Enachinami Chalitza Kodemis means we don't tell people to do Yivam. We first tell them to do Chalitza, but if someone actually comes, two people come in front of us and say they're Lishma, they want to do it Lishma, Mechavim LeMitzvah, so Memela, you're Matter. So Memela, you're going to be Matter. So should I finish the sugya, or should we stop here maybe? What?
How do you ever trust that guy?
This is terrible. Right. It's tremendous. Okay, I'm just going to finish the shiur. Just be another 5 minutes, just because it's so schwer. If it's really a chashash pogea ki ilu pogea be'erva, how can we talk about allowing? Why should we allow it? So the emesis is this tremendous kasha. What's going on with Abishol? Abishol says ki ilu pogea be'erva. Mashma, what's the pashas in that? You know, it's interesting, the way the Ramban takes it by us. The Ramban says that means, and the Rambam says this in Per Hadar, Kuf Mem Vav. They say the pshat is that the Rabbanan say, at Spashas Misa, the Nefila Le'ivam is matter any Isser Eishas Ach. Eishas Ach is gone. But Abishol, Fi Abishol, the Ramban writes, there's an Isser of Eishas Ach. Mamash an Isser. If you have Bial, the shame, being Bona Beis Echav, you have the right Kavanas, then the Torah's matter the Isser Eishasach. But if not, if you do things with the wrong Kavana, Eishasach. The Torah never gave such a heter. So the Shaila is. So that's the way, at least the Rambam and the Ramban, who hold not like Abishol, that's the way they peg Abishol, as having the Shita that there was really, the Torah was never matter Eishasach, except in Makom, a Mahudur Dika type of Yibam. Problem is that Pashas that can't be true. Right? Definitely, if you hold like Abishol, there's no way for that to be true. It's almost unthinkable to be true. Right? Let's just go through quickly some of the kashas. First of all, Habal Yevimto. the beginning of that parak, the sixth parak. Right? It says that Yivamo Yavo Aleha ben Ones ben Shogeg ben Ones ben Beratzo ben Shogeg ben Mezid. Even if it's totally Beones, it's Kona Yivimto. Right? And that's a din that no one's cholik on. No one says it's not true. No one says that Yivam Dan Beones is not Kona. So Lechon is a Pella. If it's Eishes Ach, if the only heter for Eishes Ach was when it's done right, so if it's done wrong, it's Eishes Ach, and therefore it shouldn't be Kona at all. Yeah.
Beones against her will?
What?
It's Beones against her will, no.
Even if it's Onus against his will. Even if they're both Beones.
Even if it was Ben Beezer being Lashem's Nus, it's
but on her end or on his end?
Even Beones, he was trying to have, he had to be with his wife, and someone pushes him onto the Yavam. Whatever, the Gemara gets these graphic cases there. So it works. But also, okay, we didn't do Avaya Olivimto here, but we did the Perek Cheresh. We did this prakim at the end. It talks about a katan doing Yivam. A katan, even though it's a katan can't do Yivam, but we say to Gadlenu, he could stay and live with her until he grows up. A Cheresh. No one pipes up and says to Abba Shaul, the Gemara says a Cheresh does Yibam. Cheresh can't do Chalitza, so he has to do Yibam. Well, what do you mean? It's Eishes Ach. It's Isser Eishes Ach. It's the whole thing's a Pella. How could this possibly be? So Shonim and the Namuka Yosef and the Ritva, they're both bothered. This at the beginning of Habal Yavim. So they say, Enachinam, you have to say, he says, Ki'ilu Pogea Be'erva. Ki'ilu. Right? Ki'ilu. It's like you have to put emphasis on the ki'ilu, right? If your koi says ki'ilu, you're over the avodah zarah. Ki'ilu, ki'ilu. It's really just a din rabbanan. Oh, okay, so what does that mean? It doesn't sound like that, yeah? Right, okay. So I'll tell you what I think, a way we could say this, perhaps to make everything happy. The emes is, you have to say it like this. In Abba Shaul, you can't tell him there's mamish in Isser Erva. Isser Erva, you can't talk about Chalitza Kodemes. You have to say Yibum's out unless we have Eidus on you, you're one of the Malachi Asharis. No. What it means is, it's like this. Everyone agrees the Isser's off. No one will say the Isser's still there. Right? The Isser's not there. Right, we know halalacha, even after chalitza, if they have bia with the yavama, they're not over in Issacharis. As soon as the husband dies, there's no shayla, the isser of Eishes Ach goes off. But it goes off because whole of ishtari, you know, the Torah gives a heter because of the mitzvah yivam, but it's giving you a heter because it wants you to be bona base echav. It gives you a heter. But what's the metzias? The sivas ha'isser. Is this your Eishes Ach? Yes, this is your brother's wife. It is. The Torah was mattered for a reason. If you do it for the right reason, the Torah was mattered for that reason, and we're really happy. If you do it for the wrong reason, in Echanam there's no isser there. But you could still say there's a metzias of Eishes Ach. Meaning not an isser of Eishes Ach, but it's a metzias of Eishes Ach. What? Yeah, it's that Lamaisa, this is your wife's, this is your brother's wife. And I'll tell you, big Pella, you know, is Rashi Shita. Rashi is, really, maybe it's more than Rashi, maybe it's Pasha Pshat. Kiddushin is not Tofes on a Yavama. Why is Kiddushin not Tofes on a Yavama? So Rashi in Bay says, because it's Eishes Ach. So what do you mean Rashi is Eishes Ach? Of course it's not Eishes Ach. We know it's not Eishes Ach. Even if there's no Kiyum Mitzvah, there's no Isser Eishes Ach. Even by the Muberes, there's no Eishes Ach. It's for sure not that there's actually Eishes Ach here. No, but the Peshat is, yeah, it is Eishes Ach. It's just not the Isser of Eishes Ach. So Kedushin isn't Tofes. Why? In Echanam, there's no Isser. Okay, there's no Isser, but it is Eishes Ach. This is Erva Memela. Kedushin is not Tofes. Ah, now what does he mean that it's a mamzer? Karov to be a mamzer? Ki'ilu, karov, it's not a mamzer. But the pshat is that even by mamzeris, right, there's a tzad the Gemara has, the Gemara Mamhei, has a tzad to say that whenever Kedushin is not tofes, even if there's no isser, but it makes a mamzer, such as by a guy, Right? We don't hold this to halacha, but the Gemara is sad to say that if a Jewish woman has been with a guy, the Vlad is a mamzer. Even though the Isser is not an Isser Karis, not mamish an Isser Karis, a Jewish woman and a guy, but there's no Kedushin Tofis, no Tfisis Kedushin. So to here, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, but Etzem the kid should be a mamzer. Why not? Oh, so because you're doing what the Torah wants. The Tachlis HaTorah is you should be born in base Echav. If you have Kavana, I'm doing this Maisa, not as my own Maisa, for the Shem Shemaim. So then, you've done the Kavana as the Torah. If not, in Echanaim, there's no formal Isser. The formal Isser is just the Rabbanon gave perhaps a formal Isser, but there's no Mamash. But Mamela, it's viewed extremely negatively. Extremely negatively, even though there's no Mamash hard Isser here. And Mamela comes out. Einachinami Abishol is the halacha, but afal pikein, that just means chalitza's kodemus, is good reason to encourage chalitza, but if someone's l'shma, l'maisa, this is a mitzvah satira, and mamela, the taira took off the yisurim, and just the rabbanon are something, if you do it with bad kavana, there's something not nice here, not right here, but it's not mamish and iser, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, I don't know if any Ashkenazi ever does this, probably people would be unhappy with it, but l'maisa in the Ramah and the post-Kanik is if they really l'shma want to be mekayim the mitzvah, so even l'fi abishal, this is matzah. Okay. All right, Yashkech.